Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Give me medicine, strong medicine, healing medicine, you're more medicine. Lay me down in a bed of leaves, cover me with paper bark. Me feel the heat from the healing stones.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your live deadly show. That's the National Talk Black program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Open up a deadly song there, Yothi Indi, Healing Stone. Hope you mob are healing in this beautiful day here on Tuesday, 14 October. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we're broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, I was welcome back. National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yan Up Strong. 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yan is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. All right, SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase with SXSW Sydney. Coming up, hear about the awesome Black, Black's Powerful First Nations programming, including Black to the Future at Tumbalong Park, which is a free event and accessible for everyone. Also, their genre-agnostic music showcase, Laura. Okay, with that, we're going to catch up with Yarn now with Lockie Little, self-lead singer. And we have Lockie on the line. Lockie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Lockie?
Hey, my name's Lockie. I'm Jabba Jabba Mob, so my mob's from up in just north of Broome, yes. Where Jabba Jabba country is, but I live in the Gold Coast on Kumamari country.
Beautiful, brother. Thank you. Big shout-out to your mob and big shout-out to Gold Coast mob. Thank you very much. SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. So tell us about the lead-up, tell us about who's performing, and tell us about your space as well, please, Lockie.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be performing with my band, Cell, as...
You there, Lockie? Lockie. In the middle of conversation, Lockie... we lost him. We'll try and get the brother back. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Having a yarn with Lockie Little, his name is, from the band Self. He's lead singer, and he's just about to tell us about his space in the SXSW Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. So I'll get back to that, brother. Continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, one-hour program, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. I think we've got Lockie on the line. Lockie, you there, brother?
Hey, look out, I got lost there.
Look out, lost you. So, yeah, you're alluding to your band and what you do there, brother. So you're lead singer with Self, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm the lead singer of a six-piece rock band called Self. We just released our sophomore album, Breaking Into Heaven, which we recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London. Okay. And we're currently on tour for that album, and we're doing a couple of showcases here at South by Southwest. One particularly exciting one is with the Awesome Black Showcase on Friday night. Yes. We've got another one on Friday during the day, and we're also showcasing our music video for Breaking Into Heaven, which features the one and only Uncle Richard Bell, on Friday as well. So doing a couple of things.
Beautiful, fantastic. It's been a few plates there, which is fantastic. They say music, the essence of life, then play on. You're doing exactly that, Salve. That's what the band's doing, brother. How long you all been together for, Lockie?
We've been together since probably 2019. So we've been doing it for maybe 5 years now.
And how many First Nation people are on board with the band, bro?
So there's two of us, myself and Reese, who's the lead guitarist.
That's Reese Bowden, eh?
Mob. Yep. Anawan Mob from down kind of near Gloucester area.
Good.
Up in Nowndocks where he's from.
Yes.
And we're kind of, so I do all the songwriting, so write all the songs or the lyrics or the stories coming from me. Mm. And then Reese kind of leads the music. And then the other fellas in the band kind of just support us by helping bring those songs to life in their fullest manifestation.
All right, cool, brother. So we're just delivering our culture, using music as the vehicle. Fantastic. SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. How long has that been operating, and have you performed there before, bro?
Oh, no, this will be our first time doing an Awesome Black Showcase. Awesome Black as an organisation, I think, has been together for a good few years now.
Yes.
But I don't know how many South by Southwest there have been. I think this is maybe the third or the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So they've probably done it for 3 or 4 years. But I'm good friends with Travis from Awesome Black, actually just came back from doing a little podcast with him, and he was kind enough to program us, and they're showcasing a bunch of other amazing First Nations artists as well, and I think throughout the week. So.
Good, fantastic. Can you name some of the artists performing at the event, please?
Yeah, at our event, the Awesome Black one, let me just think. I know across the festival there are other incredible acts like Velvet Trip playing at another event. But at our event in particular, we have, which is called The Louder, for those at the back showcase, we have Mr. Rhodes, Akala Newman, Lemonoy's, Kutsi Don, and Nate G playing on the same showcase as us.
Okay, fantastic. The dates, when is all this happening, my brother?
This is on the 17th of October, so this Friday, I think it kicks off. I know we're playing at 8:20 at the Barry, but it might actually kick off a bit earlier than that, because I think it's like a good 2 or 3 hour showcase. But yeah, if anyone's at South by Southwest, come check it out.
Okay, and confirming that's at the Tumbalong Park, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's at a venue called the Barry. What does it say here? Let me have a look. It's at a venue called the Barry.
The Barry. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. So is there a web page or like Facebook page people can have a look at?
I think if you go onto the South by Southwest, festival page, all the information should be on it there.
Okay, so hence the acronym SXSW, South That's by it. Southwest. Fantastic. Hey, Lockie, good yarning with you. Congratulations. Enjoy the journey.
Too,
big shout out to Reese Bowden and your daily band there, Salve. And look, let
Thank
the music
you.
Play on, brother. And all the best to you, bro.
Right back at you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. His name Lockie Little, and he's part of the Self Band, which is a six-piece band. And the other brother he's got on board there, Reese Bowden, and they're performing at the Sydney Awesome Black Showcase, SXSW, which is South by Southwest. So there it is, and operating. So do check it out online. Google them, SXSW, and it's the Awesome Black Showcase. So do check it out, and that's happening on this Friday 17th, and let the music play on. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying, you're too messed up to remember.
Hey, love, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Sin muy tugubunu papa manu. Si tei ke si buinu porko paganu. Tugubunu papa manu.
welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, Strong Families Day Out. We're talking No to DV. No to DV, event against domestic violence. That's happening here in Cairns this Friday, 17 October, 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Harold Falge Park at Manunda. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the case manager in domestic violence, Letitia Johnson. And she's come to join me in the studio. Letitia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I am born and bred in Cairns, yes, with my family being from the Torres Strait and Yarrabah as well.
Okay, beautiful connections. Big shout out to your mob, Torres Straits and Yarri. Thank you very much. So case manager, domestic violence. Look, we need to stamp it out. And this fantastic event, Strong Families Day Out, no to... And number two, that is no to DV, event against domestic violence. So, look, we need to stamp it out. It's very sad, this space, and we appreciate the work you do as a case manager. So tell us about this family, Strong Families Day Out, this event. Thank you, sister.
So this Friday, Quivels, the Queensland Indigenous Family Violence Legal Service, is hosting our first Strong
Families
Day. Big
shout out, Quivels. Yep.
Out community event in Manunda this Friday. Mm. It's to make a stand against domestic and family violence and sexual assault within our mob. Mm. As you said before, Trevor, the rates are very, very high for domestic violence, especially with our mob. Mm. So it's a part of our No to DV campaign that we want to take a stand against domestic violence.
Look, excellent, and a very important space, and we all need to talk about it and put it out on the table, and here it is. So this fantastic event is about getting our families together, and that's all parts of the family. We're talking mums and dads and husbands and wives and our children, making a family event. 2:30, 5:30 p.m. What can we expect at the event there, Letitia?
So we will have some live speakers on the day from our local community members, some who are also our No to DV ambassadors that will also be speaking. We'll have some live entertainment as well. And there's going to be food vans. We've got our local First Nations catering company that will come and sell some kai kai. So, looking forward to that.
Food, we're going to have entertainment.
Yes, we're also going to have the Cafe One van from Mission Australia there as well.
Lovely.
Where they have 50 free drinks first in.
Okay, so, first in, best dress. First cab off the rank.
Yep.
And this is a free event?
It is a free event.
Okay.
Some things will be for sale. Our No to DV campaign will be selling our merch. So we have some T-shirts, some glasses, and some singlets to sell to get our message out there, and as well as our No to DV campaign.
And open for anybody and everybody.
Yes.
Lovely, fantastic. So 2:35, 3 hours of engagement and talking about this space. Do we know who our keynote speakers are?
Our keynote speakers are Talisha Minicon.
Okay, yes. Big shout out, Talisha.
So she'll be there on the day as well. We also have, I think, Marindy Schreiber.
Marindy Schreiber.
Yeah,
big shout
will also
Marindy.
Be there
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Yes.
And Simone Stacey.
Simone Stacey.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got them locked in and, ready to...
Good.
Bring them on board on Friday.
Girls can do anything, hey?
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Represent. Fantastic. So it's a great event, you mob. Open for anybody and everybody. And it's at the Harold Falge Park here in Manunda. That's over there near Raintrees, Friday, 17th October, 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. So big shout out to Quibbles. Thank you very much. The first of its kind, this event, isn't it?
It is.
This
it
should
is
be an first. Annual event is what I'm thinking, Letitia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So keen to see how it goes. And if it does well, we'll come back again next year.
We'll make it go well. I know Bummer Bipper Media will be there with the outdoor broadcasting. So big shout out to the BBM crew. With the Strong Families Day Out happening there at the Falge Park, Harold Falge Park, that is. It's, like I said, free of charge, open for anybody and everybody, free of alcohol, of course, and there are stuff to purchase there as well. How long have you been working in this space as a case manager?
So I've been with Quivels just over 2 years now.
Lovely.
In the case management space, working with clients who are... you know, suffering from domestic and family violence.
Exactly. Can we talk about the space in regard to how do we look after our beautiful sisters and our beautiful children? How do we look after them? What sort of work does Quivel do there?
So we provide both our legal and non-legal support.
Yes.
So our clients come to us, they need some help, whether it's to do with legals, court support, and non-legal support if they, you know, need a referral to a community service. We do a lot of engagement with RATSIC as well, especially in the Cape communities, as well as Cooktown. So we do a lot of stakeholder engagement with a lot of communities.
Well, services, a big footprint because we're talking Cape York, aren't we?
Yeah,
you know?
That's a big area.
Quivel's operate in Torres Strait as well?
Yes.
They do. All right, fantastic when you look at that space. Now, with respect to our deadly brothers out there, it's sad, but 99% is domestic violence, men on women and children. Sometimes, you know, very rare, but you have it the other way around. But what space do we have in regarding our men, our brothers out there?
It's important to support everyone we can in our space, and we just try our best to provide that support, refer them out if we need to, you know, because at the end of the day, everyone needs help and we all still need to support each other.
Sure, exactly. And you can't be black on black. When you've got our mob, you as a case manager, First Nation woman, dealing with our victims as such, black on black, there it is. That's the best ingredient, you could say, regarding support, eh?
Yeah, we support our mob. It is hard, you know, when you see your families and suffering and whatnot, and it's not a lot that we can do, but we try our best, and it's important to just stand up and speak out against domestic violence.
So true. If you mob just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black, having a yarn here with our daily sister, Letitia Johnston, who's a case manager with Quivel's, and we're talking about the event that's happening this Friday coming, Friday 17 October, 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Harold Feld Park, Manunda, and the event Strong Families Day Out. It's a No to DV event against domestic violence. Alongside you, Letitia, we've still got Talisha who'll be performing, speaking there, as well as others, two deadly sisters there. As a case manager, who on board, how many case managers do Quivel's have, like in this area in Cairns?
At the moment, there's just me.
Just you.
But Quivel's is also going through some changes. At the moment, I am a case management officer based in Cairns.
Yeah.
There are big changes coming to the space.
Sure.
So, yeah, definitely watch this space.
Well, you look at the space that you're working in, there's probably room or there's probably more opportunity to have more case managers come on board and work alongside you.
Oh, absolutely.
Big
definitely.
Job you got there, my sister, and hats off to you, darling. So thank you, looking after our beautiful sisters and our babies out there. Thank you for the yarn, good promotion, and like I said, the first of its kind, inaugural event. Hopefully it'll be an annual event, so that's the goal. But beginning's half done, 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. this Friday, so do check it out. And we'll yarn soon. Thank you for coming to the program.
Thank you very much.
Keep doing what you're doing. And big shout out to Quivel's and your team back there at the office.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful. Our deadly yarn there, so do check it out. Your mob, whatever you got on Friday, cancel it. Go and check it out from 2:30 p.m. To 5:30 p.m. And I'm looking at you, mob, out there. You're working too hard. So take off the afternoon on Friday. There it is. And go and check out Strong Families Day Out. A No to DV event against domestic violence. We're all in this together, your mob. So let's get it together. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Just for me, for the sea and land where I stand proud, Mary. baguette, green, white and blue. You can only understand the measure of the sea and sand. Feel the sagel gold, only then can you know. Wherever you are, whatever you do, regardless of your color, is true. A gift for us from above, united in this pledge of love. Torres Strait. What you are, you're a part of black, green, white and blue. Ayo laga, maloy liga, puta maloy liga, meria, kol kalga. Ayo laga, maloy liga, akuta maloiga, melia, kul kalga.
Change your view, but baby, take it easy, I beg and plead. Why can't you see that I'm just reaching out to you? We've been driving down this road so long now. Don't you think it's time I need you? I need you to say yes. I need you until my very last breath. I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand. Soon you see everything. If only you. Let the story begin and watch unfold. Everything we've lived will be retold. I need you. I need you to say yes. I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand. Soon you see everything. All I got, walk with me, take my hand, soon you see everything. If only you. Let the story begin.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416. It's got no repeat. I make it in the present, no catch it by the seat. So don't wait, don't hesitate. It's a saving grace. Every second is precious. Accelerate your pace. Been at it for years. Don't tell me about faith. Too many pro bonos without any pay. But I dream big, live loud, take my shot. Tomorrow's a promise, I'm giving all I got. Being self-taught, it's more of a snapshot. But so many crabs in the buckets like potluck.
Life that we're living, got to live up. Open your eyes, got to wake up. It's a revolution, got to rise up. It's an education, got to wise up. Life that we're living, got to live up. Open your eyes, got to wake up. It's a revolution, got to rise up. Get an education, got to wise up. Born in the ghetto, still in the ghetto. We never gave up.
I'm not holding back, I'm reaching for the stars. Eyes on the prize and I'm putting in the yards. No regrets to looking back at the past. I'm here for the moment, so I gotta make it last. Life's an odyssey, I'm eager to explore. When opportunity knocks, I'm opening the door. I'm not letting any fear control my destiny. Every step I take, I'm writing history. So I'm living fool's throttle, no breaks in my lane. These hands are free to steer, check my last name. Life's too short, no time to complain. These lessons learned is what we ascertain. So live your life, don't let it slip away. Take the lead, make the most of today. No waiting around, no hesitation attacks. Life's a gift, keep it on the right track.
Life that we're living, got to live up. Open your eyes, got to wake up. It's a revolution, got to rise up. It's an education, got to wise up. Life that we're living, got to live up. Open your eyes, got to wake up. It's a revolution, got to rise up. Get an education, got to wise up. Born in the ghetto, still in the ghetto. We never gave up,
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trinity, Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now setting the stage for our next clean energy leaders, our power makers. 26 First Nation people have been selected from over 100 applicants to participate in Power Makers, a transformative capacity building program for First Nation people pursuing clean energy solutions in homes, communities and on country. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Karina Nolan, First Nation Clean Energy Network Chair. And we have Karina on the line. Karina, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Fantastic. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Karina?
I'm from Victoria, Yorta Yorta Mob.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So setting the stage for our next clean energy leaders, power makers, and having First Nation people at the table, fantastic. 26 First Nation people have been selected from over 100 applicants. So tell us about this space and the journey ahead and what can these 26 First Nation people have in this space on the stage. Thank you.
Look, it's exciting. We're here at Desert Knowledge in Mabumwa, Alice Springs, and yes, as you say, there's 26 of our mobs from right around the country. Cool. And we're doing a couple of days of, you know, hands-on training and skill sharing and knowledge and capacity building, really to make sure that our communities and our community leaders are kind of equipped with everything to make sure we're kind of front and centre when it comes to the clean energy transition. you know, this is going to be the biggest transition of our energy system we're going to see in our lifetime.
Yes.
And we really want to make sure, I think, that communities are in there determining how it happens on country, where it happens, making sure that we consent to these projects and that we benefit from them. And also thinking about what does it look like for all our households who actually really should be able to access cheaper, cleaner, more affordable power.
Look, we're talking about the future, the way of the future, and we're talking about looking after planet Earth, we're talking about looking after country, and of course you've got our First Nation people front and centre, don't you, in this space?
Absolutely, and look, it is, you know, a lot of people here are, you know, of course, experiencing the impacts of climate change. You know, out here we're looking at a really long, hot summer. Lots of the houses people are living in aren't built for climate change, they're not climate resilient. So we also want to make sure that we're sort of electrifying homes but upgrading them to make sure they're ready for what's coming. And in order to do that, you kind of need to do insulation and do all those sorts of things, but make sure that you can actually have, you know, rooftop solar and battery in places where that's the most appropriate technology. Or for some of our homelands coming off diesel, it might be that a microgrid is the right solution. So part of what the next few days is about is working out, well, what's the right tech, you know, where to get your finance from, what's the kind of governance for the project if you want to make it community-owned and run. And if you want to respond to proponents coming onto our country and accessing lands and waters, then what do you need to be able to do that well and really make sure that the benefits are determined by us?
So true, Karina. So when you're looking at the space power makers, when you're talking about clean energy network, we're talking across the country, aren't we? And are we talking about opportunities for, if not, black businesses or employment or jobs, all the above?
All of those things. And I think one of the things we've been saying a lot is that, you know, some of our communities have got 14, 15 different proponents coming and asking our board of directors and our corporations to respond. Yep. And so we need some resourcing from, you know, the federal government to get our PVCs and traditional owner entities able to respond to those requests. But also, what does it look like when we're the proponents of these projects ourselves? Mm-hmm. So we're really spending some time thinking about, what do those First Nations businesses look like from small scale right through to, you know, running those large projects. We've got a couple of mob here from the Pilbara, Queensland, who are looking at running utility-scale projects for not just power generation for their mob, but actually really longer-term generational economic development. So it's pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Very exciting. You've been the chair of First Nation Clean Energy Network. How long have you been sitting in that chair, sister?
For a couple of years now. It's funny, we actually launched really right where we are now in 2021 out here, the network, with a whole bunch of different organisations supporting us. We've got an amazing steering group of leaders from across the country. So it's a, 1,500 First Nations members. It's a big team effort. So I'm pretty proud to be in that role with a whole bunch of people making all the work happen.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing. All the best to the mob out that way. And fantastic. Congratulations. 23 First Nation people have been selected. And look, enjoy the journey. The future looks bright, pardon the pun. But Karina, thank you, sister.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Karina Nolan, her name is First Nation Clean Energy Network Chair, and talking about setting the stage for our next clean energy leaders. Big shout out, power makers. 26 First Nation people have been selected from over 100 applicants to participate in Power Makers, a transformative capacity building program for First Nation people pursuing clean energy solutions in homes, communities, and on country. We are talking about the first people operating on the Big Island of Australia. We are the first people, you mob. We've got to be at the table, of course, front and centre. There it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Queensland's weather can be unpredictable, and it doesn't plan before it strikes. It won't ask if you have a plan B for kindy pickup or if your neighbour can check on the dogs. It won't ask if your elderly mum has enough medication or if your family photos are safe. And it won't ask if your family is ready. Weather doesn't plan, but you can. Search Get Ready Queensland and make your emergency plan online today. Spoken by Jonathan Thurston. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootropperin Health Service free pop-up clinic this Wednesday, Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in, 9 a.m., 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook for more details.
Station sponsor.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800
422-416.
Hey, Dan here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating Kai Kai from Mary's Bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Track there, beautiful track, Uncle Seaman Dan, and with us in spirit, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. You may have to do that tomorrow. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for the program today. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the host again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text your brother, 0457140050. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. A big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for taking us across the country. And a big shout out to the BBM crew here, management staff, board of directors. Thank you for allowing this program to go on the air. And we have yarns across the nation, thanks to NERS. So big shout out, acknowledgement to all First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours. Keep doing what you're doing and voice for our people. So do utilise it, you mob. Trinity Trev signing off, but stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Too deadly.
Black woman, black life, domestic violence, what a life. A change gonna come. my way. Black woman, black life, domestic violence, borderline, the chain's gonna come my way. A chain's gonna come my way.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.